In this episode, learn how custom tailored video marketing strategies are different for every client.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
No sleep till Brooklyn. That's right. That's right. You know, last week I was working with clients in Dallas to help them achieve their business goals faster by using video. And then late last night, I got back from a business trip in Silicon Valley where I've got about 20 clients between San Francisco and San Jose. And one of Wirebuzz's two in-house full-time video crews was also up in the Bay Area where they were filming for a client just south of Half Moon Bay, literally on the beach. All you have to do to see those is to go to wirebuzz.com/39. And candidly, I used to be surprised by how few marketers in the mecca of tech, Silicon Valley, actually understood how to leverage video, the most powerful tool on the internet to amplify their business goals. It was always strange to me, that flight home from San Francisco, because I'm processing, in my mind, I think there should be digital marketing juggernauts, but I haven't found them yet. And so on every trip back home, I bring back more and more clients and I take those projects back with me to the Silicon Desert. That's right, Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona. And really this trip was no different. You know, I'm not as motivated by money as I'm motivated to help businesses grow. Like that's really cool for me. Money isn't a big driver. I love to help people and I love to make money, but I'm really passionate about helping people solve business problems and sell more at faster and faster rates. And if you've been listening to this podcast over time, I'm sure you already understand that that's where my passion and my crew here at Wirebuzz, what we really thrive on. So in this episode, I'm going to share some of the innovative ways that my clients are using video to boost their business goals. But first, let's get you caught up on the latest video marketing news. Tubular Insights reports, although the New York Times is known globally for its excellence in journalism, the New York Times is now working overtime to embrace innovation in video storytelling. The recent New York Times announcement featured 6 new video programs that are designed to provide a visual take on topics like business, music, science, sports, and travel. And importantly for the New York Times, whose digital ads have been falling like every other dinosaur print publication. The 6 video programs offer advertisers a really unique opportunity to advertise alongside the New York Times videos. And the Times also highlighted its Facebook Live video coverage showcasing Times journalism on the ground around the world. Now, according to Tubular Labs, the New York Times has uploaded over 160 live video broadcasts to Facebook in the last 90 days, generating around 21 million views. And their live video with the highest generated views, 1.6 million views, and 1.5 million of those views happened in the first 3 days after streaming. Now, for those of you who listen to this podcast regularly, you know that I'm a big fan of Facebook live stream. Facebook, I saw you on the site again this morning. We're going to talk to you directly in just a moment. News organizations really should be using this type of a tool, be able to send a reporter to an event or breaking news and arm them with an iPhone 6S or a Samsung Galaxy S5, S6, S7, which all of those can be recording in 4K resolution. And any journalist can use a free app like Periscope, Facebook, YouTube to live stream their story and get directly to their readers, or should I say, no longer their readers, their viewers and their audience. And the big takeaway for you is the New York Times, well, they didn't start printing their paper in 1851 because they love the printed word. Back in the day, print was high tech, but viewers and the storytelling process has really evolved. Content consumers, well, we're significantly more sophisticated today. And the same is true with your business customers. And if you've always been using text, it's probably because text was the best way to communicate when you got started, but it isn't the case anymore. And I've got the stats to prove that when businesses use video to communicate with their prospects and with their clients, and they do it in video, they sell more at faster and faster rates. And that's always been the game in business. And it doesn't matter if you're the old gray lady, the New York Times, if your business was print, but your readers have now become more evolved and more sophisticated, and the game changes, baby. You got to get into the video world and start telling a more compelling message. You can get access to that Tubular Insight news story about the New York Times at wirebuzz.com/39. Now, Forbes, which is a business publication, right, has regularly been educating their readers about video marketing. This goes back many episodes. I've been sounding the Forbes alarm, letting you know about the good work they're doing. And the reason Forbes knows video is the king of business is because of the metrics that businesses that are out on the forefront are already starting to show. Now, this week, Forbes posted an article about 7 video marketing strategies to use to increase customer engagement. I'm going to bump through them really quickly. Listeners of this podcast are going to intuitively get it. Number 1, create Ask Me Anything videos, which is what we do here at Wirebuzz. We advise our clients on Ask Me Anything videos have proven to be incredibly useful in customer acquisition. And that gets you to the next point, number 2. So why are videos in Ask Me Anything videos important for customer acquisition? Because when you feature people, and feature people is Forbes' second point, people do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of featuring your people in your business through thought leadership videos, because we magically develop relationships from people we see on video. You go back to the Marcus Sheridan interview we did on this podcast. Marcus talks about when he was just text, he would show up and people would say, the kids would say, as he'd knock on the door, because he used to be a pool salesman, now he's a guru of content marketing. But before Marcus got into video, he'd knock on the door and the kid would yell, "Hey, Mom, the pool guy's here." And then when Marcus started doing videos, he'd knock on the door and kid would yell, "Hey, Mom, the guy in the video is here from TV." And all of a sudden, he became a celebrity, right? Your staff should have that same allure. In fact, today, after this podcast, I go to a meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona, where a regular listener of the podcast reached out to me because they want us to consult with them about their business. And they've been a follower, and they get what we are preaching. The third thing Forbes brings up, combine video with Facebook. Now, native videos uploaded into Facebook get 267% more views than videos that are uploaded into YouTube and then shared onto Facebook. Use that to your advantage. Now, use video to support other marketing initiatives. That's the fourth one, and Forbes explains, you're going to want to promote content like blog posts, ebooks, and more. A talking head giving a recap of a written piece is a great way to add personality to your content, and it's a great opportunity to show your company culture. All right. Number 5, create interactive videos. You want to incorporate viewers into the experience by making your videos interactive. That includes clickable graphics and Q&As, and when you use those, they're going to increase engagement. But the really cool thing for businesses is they provide insights on analytics about your viewers and the effectiveness of your content and also your messaging. The number 6 item that Forbes brings up is something that we bring up in almost every one of our podcasts because it's so damn valuable. Number 6, enhance the sales cycle. Oh, yeah. Listeners of this podcast, you know I'm an absolute freak for how we leverage video to amplify sales results. You can go back to almost any episode and learn more about that, because we've got to be the big dog on that topic. You know, Wirebuzz is trailblazing ahead, and we've got case studies of how it's absolutely changed our business and our clients' businesses. Number 7, be authentic and human. You know, if people develop relationships with people through video, if you're too cocky, if you're not relatable, that's a stop sign. But if you're authentic, if you're vulnerable, if you're human, if you're easy to relate to, you develop relationships. Got it? So be a little vulnerable, be authentic, and don't worry about always being so damn polished. To get access to this Forbes article, you can visit wirebuzz.com/39. All right, so now that you're caught up on the latest news, I want to broaden your horizons on video marketing and really the custom tailored solutions that come in the form of marketing strategies that help companies amplify their results. Now, as I mentioned, I just got back from the Bay Area with Jason Fair, who's Wirebuzz's director of content. And now some of you might remember Jason Fair from a past episode on this podcast and on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/39. You can listen to the episode where Jason and I talk about adding video into the buyer's journey to increase sales results. And, you know, Jason and I were up there. We had, in 28 hours in the Bay Area, we burned an entire tank of gas driving to meetings between San Jose, San Francisco, and Oakland. And we were driving one of those silly little high gas mileage economy class cars that only Californians can consider cool, and literally blew through that tank of gas because we were just going up and down the friggin' coast. Now, I grew up in Los Angeles, and like many Los Angelino natives, the time that you get to be in a car is when you meditate, right? And you take stock in your life. And that's just what happened to me during my business trip in the Bay Area. My grandparents, before they moved out to LA, they grew up in Brooklyn. My mom's name is Lynn. Get it? Brooklyn. L-Y-N. I never realized that connection until I was sitting in the car with Jason. And my grandparents came to LA just after World War II and lived actually on the Warner Brothers studio lot while they made the movie This Is the Army. And that movie plays on TV every Veterans Day. Well, starting in the 1940s and lasting well into the 1970s, my grandfather, who practically raised me, owned his own men's suit store in the Garment District in downtown Los Angeles. And still to this day, on his old brick building at 6th and Los Angeles Street in downtown LA, his name is still painted on a huge billboard ad that's on the fading brick wall. And it promotes his custom tailored men's suits. And as Jason and I were racing from one client to the next, it dawned on me that everything we develop for our clients is customed and literally tailored for each of our clients' specific business needs. Now, for those of you who are just starting to follow Video Marketing Mastery, it's important you realize that if you want to be successful online, always start with your goals. Your goals dictate the right digital marketing strategy. And that strategy will influence the type of content you need to create. And video is just like any other type of content, except video has superpowers. You see, video is bigger, it's stronger, and faster than any other type of content. So it just dawned on me last night as I was leaving my last client meeting at the headquarters of the genetic juggernaut 23andMe in Mountain View, California, just right down the street from Google, that tailoring custom solutions for my clients is in my blood. It is part of my genetic code that my grandfather, thankfully, passed on to me. So let's take a few moments. I'm going to walk you through the unique business problems a couple of my unnamed clients in the Bay Area have and how we've custom tailored different video marketing strategies that create bigger engagement, stronger comprehension, and of course, faster conversions. The first client I visited with Jason is easily one of the largest medical device manufacturers, and I've been working with them for a couple of years now. Their core business problem is their company literally loses millions of dollars each year on one primary problem, right? Every day, around the clock, they field the same customer support calls. And the only people who can solve those problems are really expensive PhD-level employees. And when I first met them, they literally had floors upon floors of PhD employees answering support calls and walking someone on the other end, somebody as equally as expensive, through the solution. And now each of their major products has an online video library that quickly addresses each device and their frequently asked questions. And they've been able to drop the number of people, the expense, and the amount of time that they burn as a company answering questions because they've created a really smart library that helps them get back on a significant ROI path. Hey, that strategy is completely different. It's customed and tailored for their business, but it's totally different from the second client we met with, which provides a series of highly sophisticated medical lab tests. And their test is so groundbreaking that just 6 years ago, the idea of their test would have been straight out of some sci-fi movie. Their problem's really interesting to me. I like people's problems. I like being able to unravel them and then help provide smart business solutions. Doctors' offices, get this, doctors' offices around the world submit their patients' blood draws for evaluation. And one of their best-selling tests has a very high degree of error. And when they approached us, 40% of their tests needed to be resubmitted, which means the lab would run the test and they discover the blood draw was performed wrong. For example, if the doctor's office didn't use the right gauge needle, I didn't even know there were different gauges, but if the doctor's office used the wrong gauge needle, or the doctor shook the blood the wrong way, or didn't provide enough blood, or even stored the blood at the wrong temperature, 40% of all submitted blood samples needed to be resubmitted. And that's a huge expense on the doctor's side, having to rebook the patient, get back in front of the patient, pull out the proper needle, do the whole phlebotomy sample, do all of that, pull more blood, and it gets expensive for our client who had to then process the test again. So we created for them a 90-second training video, literally 90 seconds long, that every doctor's office had to view prior to submitting their first blood draw. And that video has now become the essential training video at labs all over the world in multiple languages. The thing I like the most about this is they didn't even approach me to solve this problem. We just sniffed this problem out as we were sitting there. And we were like, oh, that's a horrible problem. Well, can't we just do a training video and drop it in multiple languages? And what I love about it is I went to dinner with that client at a recent business conference in Pittsburgh, and they mentioned that they've successfully decreased their 40% resubmission rate down to just 9%. That 90-second training video has had such a huge impact, not just on their bottom line, but the trajectory of their business and the satisfaction of their submitting doctors and patients. You know, creating and executing their custom-tailored business solution is motivating for me. And when I went there yesterday to meet with them, we discussed using video to streamline their other processes, enhancing training for their siloed sales team that's all over the world, and making it easier for submitting doctors to better educate their patients. That's all done through the power of video. And I absolutely friggin' love it. After that meeting, just like the Dukes of Hazzard County, Jason and I raced up the 101 into downtown San Francisco to personally hand deliver the 2016 Telly Award statue we won with our client Invitae. Now, if you want to hear the backstory about that and how we won the Telly Award and even see the award-winning video, just go to the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/39. It's all going to be up there for you. At Wirebuzz, we cranked out two more custom-tailored digital marketing solutions. The first project is creating a non-audio booth loop animation video that's going to play at their booth at their next business conference. Now, the interesting thing here is to be effective, that video needs to speak directly to their niche audience that's going to be at that conference. And to fit within the budgeting constraints, this video's on-screen messaging has to be flexible enough to be modified by us throughout the year. So at every conference they attend, the on-screen text speaks directly to another one of our clients' different audiences. Now, that's how you maximize impact without having to reinvent the wheel and increase costs. The second project we're working on for Invitae is totally top secret, so I can't even share it with you. So sorry. After that meeting, we Usain Bolted our way out of San Francisco and went to San Carlos, where we met with a client that needs help with their sales team. And what they really need help in is convincing and converting their prospects at faster and faster rates, which we absolutely love doing. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, you'd already know that we're really the biggest digital marketing nerds in the world for using video as a tool that grows businesses. Now, before Wirebuzz used video as a sales tool, it took us 8 weeks to close new deals. after we added video as a sales tool to educate our own prospects, they started learning faster, and now we're closing deals on a three-week average. So this client in San Carlos has already been working with us on a retainer for 2 years now, and their team has probably done the best job I've ever seen of adopting video in for their internal business training, their website for external education, and their sales process, and video as a support tool for their partners around the world to use to be able to educate. Now, I couldn't be happier about how their business results are being impacted by the power of video. And if I wasn't NDA'd up the wazoo, I'd tell you more. You know, if I only could, I surely would. You get it. When that meeting ended, we drove to Redwood City, where we have 3 to 4 clients. They each use video differently, totally differently, because, well, they each have completely different business goals. But on a high level, they use video to increase their search results, because video gets the best search results, better than any other type of content. They use video to improve the effectiveness of their email marketing, or because people are 4 times more likely to watch a video than read text. They use video to share their latest research data. And really, one other piece that I think most of these clients do is, because people are 144% more likely to buy after watching a product video, we create videos about their products, which, of course, directly impacts their revenue. So by 11 p.m., we made it back to our homes in the Phoenix area. You know, no sleep till Brooklyn, and that's exactly how it went. If you have business goals that need to be addressed or amplified, or you have a difficult business problem that needs to be solved, whatever it is, I want you to think about your goals first, then create a very tight digital strategy, which will influence the type of content you create and how that campaign should be executed. Now, more often than not, video is going to be the best solution in your arsenal of content. And when you're able to do that for your business, you'll be a video marketing master. All right, if this podcast was helpful to you, if you found it valuable, please go to iTunes and subscribe. That would mean a lot to me. And while you're there, a really honest rating and review. I read them all. I'm thick-skinned. And if I am providing you something of value that helps you improve your business, by all means, leave a really honest rating and review. That's how I learn, all right? And the next piece is, look, I really want your feedback. This is a two-way communication to me. Oh, yeah, sure, it's a podcast, and I'm doing all the talking. But the reality is, I want to learn from you. If there's something that I should be talking about, wirebuzz.com/pitch. If there's somebody out there that's absolutely crushing it with video, wirebuzz.com/pitch. Tell me about it. And if you've got a question, you can do the same thing, wirebuzz.com/pitch. Pitch it my way. I'll answer it in the next episode. I'll give you a shout out like we did with Bill in the last episode. And I look forward to bringing you the latest information in video marketing. No!